Rakuten from the Executive Director of the War Memorial Center and the Director of the Milwaukee Art Museum providing a verbal update on the status of negotiations. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Do we have room there to squeeze everyone in? Mr. Gaspar, would you like to come up? I noticed you filled out a card. Whatever, if it's going to be the two of you, then Mr. Gaspar, you could come up later if you choose. Or no, that's fine.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Supervisors, Dave Drent, Director of the War Memorial Center. This morning, it is my pleasure and my relief to report that we have come to 100% agreement on all of the documents that we've been working on for, seems like, forever. Those documents have been submitted to Corp Counsel Friday, and we look forward to the next step, which is County Board approval, and look forward to strengthening our relationship with Milwaukee County. I believe we've had a good one, and I think this will make it even stronger.
The struggle, as you say, has been Herculean.
Right.
But good work. Mr. Keegan?
Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. I would concur with Mr. Drent's remarks. We feel very good about this as well at the museum. Yes, it has been a long journey. I want to remind the committee that there were a total of 7 agreements, and hence the complexity and frankly, the time it took to accomplish this. There are 2 leases, individual separate lease for the War Memorial and for the museum with the county. There's a development agreement that handles the slated repairs and renovations and improvements that the museum will make. There's a North Tract agreement that deals with any future next generation development and a cooperation agreement between the two parties principally and how we will collaborate and cooperate moving forward. And in addition to that, there are 2 termination agreements, one that will terminate the current lease and then a second agreement that terminates the current cooperation agreement. So, complex set of issues, negotiations. I want to state to this committee that the Art Museum and its leadership feels very good about these agreements. We have settled on the language and the specifics of these, and we certainly pledge our collaboration, cooperation, moving forward in partnership with the county and the War Memorial, our distinguished neighbors of all these many years and decades. So we feel very good about where we are at this point. Thank you.
Wonderful. Questions by committee members? Supervisor Stamper?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm unaware, did you guys fulfill the deadline?
Well, we feel we fulfilled the deadline, and maybe more significant and important than a specific date, we felt that it was important to have this right. And I do want to remind the chairman that at the last sort of days of working on this, there was an important change that was requested by the county, and that was to take an 8th agreement, if you will, which was a facilities management agreement, and fold that into the main lease agreements. And that required a lot of extra time to pull those 2 documents together. We think that's an important change. It was a necessary change. And so did we meet the exact date of that? No. But that direction and that delay, if you will, was directed by the county rather than by any action on the part of the War Memorial or the museum. We felt that we were ready to deliver those documents.
Okay. And once approved, I hope it is approved, what's the first goal in the agreement? What are you guys going to do first?
Well, I think the first goal will be to execute on the improvements and repairs and to move forward in terms of this cooperation of this new model of management of the facilities. So I think there are several parts here that move together simultaneously on this. There's no question that the repairs to the buildings, time to the renovations and improvements that the museum is doing is critical. And now that these agreements are done, the museum's portion of that campaign will become very public and with a goal of meeting that deadline of the major fundraising done by the end of the calendar year. So I think it's important now that we, frankly, take a step back, review what we've just done and what we're about to do for next generation for the quality of these buildings and the monument and the museum as experiences. So I think it's important to build some bridges in that regard. And I don't want to speak for Mr. Drent, but I know in conversations that we've had offline, everyone recognizes the challenges and, frankly, the struggles over these many months. I think we would also agree that these changes are very necessary. And so I think looking forward, rebuilding that relationship and making these necessary improvements is job one.
And Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, if I may comment, I agree with everything Mr. Keegan said, and it's important for us to get planning on the important repairs that have to be made in the facility and to help the Art Museum go forward with their innovations. But one other important thing is that we're going to get started, and it's going to be nice to have all these agreements in place because we're going to get started with this new oversight structure. Mm-hmm. And because we're going to have to hit the ground hard. We're going to work hard on programming. We're going to work hard on fundraising. You know, we're going to take a look at everything we've been doing for the last 55 years and improve them. So to make Boyle Memorial a better partner with Milwaukee County, we have to get that structure in place and working as soon as possible.
Second, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Other questions? Further questions by committee? Hearing none. Mr. Gaspar, I want to offer you the opportunity to be heard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to reiterate the significant importance of what has moved forward here, and this is a labor of love. It's probably 3 to 4 years back in its start when the facility board was formed here to focus directly on the operation of the War Memorial. Subsequent to that, going through the county requested audit, which particularized what had to be done to the facility, both the War Memorial and the Kaler facility, was very significant. The cooperation that has come forward, negotiations, the term sheet, the final agreement process has been very significant. And along the way, there has been a very, very diligent learning process that has unfolded within the Art Museum and the War Memorial in terms of its facility board. And there is total understanding here that there is a responsibility that's coming forward under this agreement to move the War Memorial and Art Museum into a new era on our lakefront. We have a very special lakefront when you look across all of the United States, and to see the focus of the War Memorial and the Art Museum on this lakefront creates an environment to build off of that. And so I think that there is a distinct responsibility that has come forward here within both the Art Museum and the War Memorial that they have to move forward. And I think that the facility board of the War Memorial accepts that responsibility which goes through the new combined board. And we are definitely looking forward to the cooperation between both sides. And I reiterated this at the last Board of Trustees meeting, how important this agreement was. And we've got to take the agreement and really start to effect an elaboration of the campus. And I can't be more enthusiastic about what this means for Milwaukee County, and very much want to say appreciate the diligence of Milwaukee County and the Parks Committee here and Parks Department over the years, understanding in getting to where we are today. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you. Well, this mutually agreed upon resolution, I think, should act as the basis for a long and prosperous partnership, and we certainly look forward to that. Supervisor Haas.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've had contact with multiple constituents who have expressed some concern, mainly from the veteran side, that these agreements would not sacrifice any control by the War Memorial over its facilities or its ability to government itself. And, Mr. Chairman, what I'm hearing from the representatives of the War Memorial is that they are comfortable with these agreements. And, Mr. Chairman, I'm asking, would it be safe to say that the War Memorial, their staff, their directors, are comfortable with their future under these agreements?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, absolutely.
And, Mr. Chairman, I also trust that the Art Museum feels it shall be in good shape.
I think I heard that loud and clear from Mr. Keegan.
Yes, you did. We are in accord.
Very good.
Well, thank you much for that presentation. Ms. Colton, you'd like to be heard from. Gentlemen, if we could, and Mr. Tyler. Yeah, if we could be brief. Thank you.
Don Tyler is going to speak to the fiscal implications of this agreement, and I'll add any other comments from the county executive.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I just wanted to kind of give a perspective a little bit from perhaps a little bit of the county executive's perspective, but more on the administration services perspective, particularly fiscal. First of all, I wanted to tell you that this is not about our, you know, we believe strongly in the mission of these two organizations. We are not debating that at all. What we have been focused on is making sure that from a county perspective, we are doing the prudent thing with good governance in our effort to put forth our mission at the county. Part of our mission is to support the culturals in a way that helps them be self-sustaining. And as the board believed a couple years ago that it was important for the culturals to work at that level, the administrative services have been working with the other culturals to help them in that effort. As you know, the county continues to be fiscally challenged. We've asked the other culturals to support us in that effort. All of our departments over the last several years have taken cuts in their budgets year after year so we can get to sustainability. That's what we're focused on in terms of how we work with our culturals in the context of the environment that we're in. It's not about, you know, not believing in their missions. I'm a Vietnam era veteran. I love the arts and supported the arts. It's not about that. It's about doing the prudent thing for the benefit of the county and what we do in our mission. When we originally saw the original drafts of these agreements that were being worked on between the two organizations, had we gone forward with that, it would have obligated the county for an 84-year period for nothing less than $1.8 million a year. You take a look at the value of that liability, exceeded $400 million during the period of that time frame. That compares to the current agreement that's in place right now to an annual discretionary payment of $1.278 million. I can say that again, an annual discretionary contribution to help those two organizations put forth their mission. When we got involved in the discussions, we recognized that that 84-year, $400 million commitment would put the county in jeopardy when it comes to good governance. So we approached those two organizations, came together. They were very supportive, maybe not happy, but very supportive and understanding of that effort. And we got to a point in the discussions where we had the agreements in place on July 2nd, basically the same agreements that you have before you. If you don't have them now, you will. Virtually the same agreements, but for One thing as it relates to the economics. We have been steadfast with our departments, with other culturals, and we believe with these two fine organizations should remain steadfast in this environment in being prudent in terms of the commitment that we do to help put forth their mission. We've been consistent in that message with these two organizations at 1.278. So it came down to not the legal language. The agreements were in place. It came down to simply, how do you split the pie? And the two organizations struggled mightily with that. They worked hard. There's no doubt about it. They worked hard in trying to come together and splitting the pie. They basically said, you can't make the pie bigger just because you're doing a split. You've got to keep the pie the same size. That's where we were at. Now where you're at is that you've got the pie larger, and critically, you're making a 10-year commitment of that payment with no performance metrics, no governance, and no supervision. And I guess what we ask is for you to at least reconsider, and this is the fiscal side speaking, not the county executive, reconsider two things. The term. We were in agreement that 1.278 was good.
Angry with someone?
I'm sorry.
Could you modulate your tone a bit, please?
Mr. Chair, you're right.
Thank you.
I haven't had much sleep the last week.
Thank you.
So we were comfortable with the 1.278 and helping them move towards sustainability as directed by the board a couple years ago. We would perhaps consider a transition of a commitment of 3 to 5 years. There was no talk of a 10-year commitment. There was no talk of something north of 1.278. So we just ask two things. Consider the term and consider some governance performance measures so you have some accountability when we write out that check to help them support their mission for the next 10 years. Those are my comments as it relates to administrative services.
Thank you.
If I can just add two small things.
I want to take it one at a time. People may have questions of Mr. Tyler. Committee? Supervisor Alexander? Supervisor Staskonis?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I've been watching this situation very closely, and I understand the concept of the pie staying the same or getting larger and how you cut the pie and so forth. I've spoken with both organizations one-on-one and met with both at least once, if not more, in the past month or so. My curiosity is, Mr. Tyler, you alluded to the original presentation of agreements from the two organizations weeks ago when we were really focused on the deadline itself being an 84-year agreement with a $1.8 million per year commitment. In the days that followed that, it became very public that there was some kind of an issue there and needed to go back to the drawing board a little bit. And I understand that the 2012 funding levels were $1.278 million. I understand that the 2013 funding levels were about $500,000 higher due to a budget amendment that I authored quarter million dollars higher due to a budget amendment that I authored in order to help mitigate some of the problems that were going on. And that was a temporary change for 2013. So my question then is, you alluded to a 10-year commitment in the current agreements that we were told have now been presented as of Friday. What is the dollar amount of funding that those agreements presume the county will contribute?
Mr. Chair, I don't have the specific amount, and I suspect we can get that. It's about 1.6 to 1.7 million.
Thank you, Mr.
Yeah.
Chairman.
I'm sorry, 1.184 million to the Art Museum and $486,000 to the War Memorial. Those were the two numbers that really basically both parties had agreed to. So right now in the current draft agreement is basically accepting those two numbers.
Just to correct you, it's $1.1 million to the Art Museum.
Okay, thank you.
That is helpful. You know, it's not that that is an insignificant amount of money. However, when expressed, if we took, for instance, the amount of money we're going to dedicate to behavioral health over the next 84 years, it would be a staggering figure. I think to keep this in proportion, those figures, as reported, are necessary for us to understand. And these are, of course, cultural facilities and functions that we very much value and have supported in the past. Other questions by committee members of Mr. Tyler? Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In your statement, you spoke to some performance accountability measures that you would like to see included in this situation. In the past, have there been any type of performance measures attached to these agreements?
Mr. Chair, there have not been any, to my knowledge, under the current lease agreement, and I'll ask court counsel to correct me if I'm wrong, but from my understanding, there were no significant and maybe none performance measures. I'll probably correct that a little bit. But importantly, also, it was a discretionary annual contribution, no tenure commitment, just every year, you know, do we or don't we and what amount?
Can you give me some type of idea what those performance accountability measures would look like?
You know, it's not specific, Mr. Chair. I'm sorry, I can't give you the specifics. We did something similar, and I don't want to do a, because it's not apples to apples as it relates to the Milwaukee Public Museum. But the vision there was to put some performance measures around good governance and good fiscal management. What the appropriate measures might be for these two fine organizations, I couldn't say. I think we'd have to look underneath the hood to determine that. But those are the two concepts, good governance and prudent fiscal management.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Other questions by committee members? Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the main concern is with the 10-year commitment and the good governance. Is that one here?
Mr. Chair, I would start by saying a major concern is the 1.278 versus the 1.6 to 1.7 million. So that's a major concern in itself because that adds up over a 10-year period. When you couple it with a commitment for 10 years, then it's a kind of a double down. So, you know, if you could have discretion as a board to make that decision year in, year out, depending on our fiscal condition, and from my understanding, when we were negotiating with the two organizations, they were comfortable that discretion, having that discretion. They wanted, one wanted 1.1, wanted 486,000. And if we said that was adequate, and it would have been good to go. But we said 1.278, and what we can do is help you transition to sustainability, and we can maybe work out an arrangement subject to board approval for a 3 to 5 year commitment. That was the framework of the term, was to help to get to sustainability. In our view, raising the annual contribution and putting a 10-year term on it does not send a message around working to sustainability. Thank you.
Supervisor Stamper, I'm sorry, I took Supervisor Stascunas. I intended to call on you and I jumped you. So
that's fine. My question is answered. Thank you.
Where does the $400 million come from?
Mr. Chair? Yeah, Mr. Chair, if you take a look at the commitment in the original agreement, and I actually sent a memo on July 2nd to all of you, and it summarizes it. The $400 million is basically, it's kind of the value of the contract. There's two components of it, the facilities agreement, which within that facilities agreement had at that point in time that we would be covering all utility expenses. And then in the lease agreement, I might ask Mr. Brady to correct me on that. But in the facilities agreement and the lease agreement, there were financial commitments, and there was a baseline of 1.8 some million. So the agreement called for no less than 1.8 something million for the next 84 years. So it wouldn't go five-year period, plus the other commitments, you know, roughly was about $400 million. Because, again, if you factor in inflation for the cost of utilities, you know, it's not just $1.8 million, it's just going to go up because we were committed to fully pay the utilities over that 84-year period of time.
We won't talk about what inflation might have done over 84 years. But
hard to say.
Yeah.
We used to, I think, 2.7%.
Did you have something to add? Please.
Yeah. If I could come up and just address these points.
While we're on this point, I think it's important to keep things coherent to address it now.
Chairman, Supervisor, just to clarify some things from the museum's end and the War Memorial, we want to speak to this as well. Neither the War Memorial nor the Art Museum have ever requested 84 years of funding. Let's be clear here. There's confusion around the 84 years. The current lease has a termination of 2022 plus three successive 25 years. That's how we get to the 84 years. That's separate from the funding request. The funding request of 10 years comes out of the original FMA, the Facility Management Agreement, in which we had agreed to a 10-year term with a five-year cancellation clause. So that's where the 10-year request comes in. But we have never, I want to be clear, neither side has ever asked for 84 years of funding, and hence the 10 years of funding, which we see as stabilization. The other thing that needs to be pointed out is in terms of transparency, we, of course, have recommended that there be an annual audit so that there would be transparency. The museum has proposed, and the War Memorial agreed, that regarding this funding, that there be a reserve set up, again, transparent, so that any excess funds not needed to manage these facilities would go into a reserve fund so that it could cover future costs. We believe that there could be significant savings down the line, but we don't know what this is at this point. But we're not trying to get rich off of this. We're not trying to take money and put it over toward other operations of the museum. The reserve would be there, the separate line item would be there, and the transparency is there per the agreements. Also, I would like to just state, if I may briefly, about the notion of sustainability. I want to remind this committee that the Art Museum over the years has had its funding reduced significantly from a high water mark of nearly $800,000. That's down to $200,000 today in terms of programming support. But also, the museum charges $15 for admissions, and it costs us $45 per visitor annually to run the operation. So we've done an incredible job over the decades of managing the operations of this museum and providing world-class programming for this community. Sustainability should not be interpreted to mean complete independence of support from its community. All great communities provide support through their governments of great cultural institutions. And we think, of course, that this funding is appropriate. It's appropriate in light of the transparency, and it's appropriate in terms of the reserve that we have structured and set up. I would also remind this committee that part of the partnership agreement that we've reached is historic in that the county is going to make the badly needed deferred maintenance repairs of $10 million, and the museum is bringing to the table $15 million in repairs and renovations to buildings it does not own. So we feel that this is a significant contribution back to the county, back to the citizens of this community, but we have never, ever asked for 84 years of funding support.
Thank you for that clarification. Are there further questions by committee members? Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I've heard the word transparency a lot. It's a good thing we're not doing a drinking game based on that. Because I'd like to hear, if I could, Mr. Chairman, from Mr. Drent and Mr. Kagan as to the steps they will be undertaking to open the records, open the kimono, what accountability and auditability their organizations will have.
Gentlemen, if you'd like to, we're going far afield here. I'm permitting this latitude because it seems to me it answers questions that are pertinent to the agreement itself. So if we would...
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I can speak for the Guatemala on reporting, and this has been since we've been an organization with Milwaukee County. We do report quarterly financials to Milwaukee County. We also submit our audit at the end of the year. Everything that's there is right out in the open so that Milwaukee County can see it. We actually did monthly reports way back, and we were told, stop. We're giving a little too much information. So quarterly reports with all financial information are submitted to Milwaukee County.
And we also produce quarterly financial reports. Our annual report is published online, 990s. All of our financials are fully transparent and available to anyone who needs that information.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Further questions? Supervisor Stascunas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So my question then is, moving forward, as we are locked into $1.6 million a year, and we do the annual audit, and at the end of the first annual audit, the county sees something that we don't like or we feel was spending was inappropriate, or we just don't like some things that we see, what do we do? Because we're locked in for 10 years of spending, aren't we?
Well, I think this is where the transparency and reserve is a key piece, Mr. Supervisor. It's important to recognize that the financial reporting will reveal where we are in terms of costs, and if there's savings, that goes into a reserve. If the expenses are higher, that burden will be on the museum and the War Memorial to make up that gap. So there is a leap of faith in this partnership that works both ways. And it was mentioned by Mr. Tyler, the escalator of costs moving forward. What we've asked for in this 10-year agreement is not for that to be escalated 84 years out. We've asked for that to be a stable amount of funding over 10 years, and the burden on those excess costs are going to be way out into the future on the shoulders of the museum and the War Memorial.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess, but the fact remains that we may do an audit, and it'll at least tell us how bad things may be going. And I hope that doesn't happen, but if it does, we'll at least know how bad they're going, but we as a county won't have any means to fix it. Whereas under the current agreement, with an annual funding and annual reviews, we could fix things.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, if I may, the chairman of our board, Ray Krieger, is with us, and he worked most closely with the documents. He may be able to address directly the answer to that question of the what-if scenarios.
Mr. Krieger, would you like to come forward?
Very briefly, the Art Museum financials have always been transparent. They've been on our website. We do GAAP audits annually. It's been available on our website. With regard to the new agreements, it was very important to the museum that transparency and accountability be a hallmark of this agreement so that it would serve as a model for all cultural institutions here in Milwaukee County. We, in this new agreement, we proposed originally a whole series or a framework, if you will, for accountability and transparency in the original draft of the facilities management agreement. That has now found its way into the county's right to audit here in the draft of the final leases. These include requirements that both organizations maintain the appropriate books and records. It contains the requirement of an annual report that we must file with the county concerning our most recent audits. All underlying documentation is to be made available, all done in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles. So this is a kind of a very strict audit requirement we've always used, we think should be a part of this agreement. We are also, at the request of the county, putting in here quarterly financials. The county wants to know how we are doing as an institution to respond to the supervisor's request so you don't find out after the fact. How strong are we on an operating basis financially? And if you do it, if you provide that audit at the end of the year, the audit's conducted, you're always looking back. Well, the quarterly financial disclosures will require us to provide that information, which we're pleased to do, and it also requires that the county look at it. that isn't covered. And that's what audits are designed to do, is to identify shortcomings or potential shortcomings in management controls on the financial side. So if your analysts discover something of concern, it states right in here that if these are weaknesses in internal control or errors in record keeping or errors in payments, then we're required to correct that immediately. And this is the same kind of arrangement that businesses who are audited by the big accounting firms, when the accounting firms identify discrepancy, there has to be a response from management. That's the same model that's embedded in this agreement. And so this is probably, in our view, more transparent, more accountable than the county has requested in the past. And I have to say that in the drafting process, it was not only the county that had an interest in this, but the museum did as well, and I speak for the museum, that we want the county to be assured that the money is well spent. And that $1.1 million that we're requesting, and this I don't think has been stated, is it because certain maintenance obligations are going to be shifted from the county to the tenant, the museum on our hands, and on the other hand, the WMC. These are obligations, again, that frequently owners of buildings undertake. But because of the county's financial position, because of the recent history of this building, of these two buildings, the Serenade building, the Kaler addition, that have fallen into disrepair, because they need to be restored and preserved, or they will not last, we're building in all of these safeguards so that you're satisfied that we are accountable and you're satisfied that the dollars are well spent. Now, originally, and I still think this is true, the idea that we take over a lot of the maintenance responsibilities, WMC doing the same for its space, that in many ways, that's an experiment. And the reason that for the 10 years, and the reason that we did not want it, would never go to 84 years, is to see how efficient we can be, how much money we can save. And that's what the conversation is going to be about. The art museum can never be in a position again where we cannot stay in a building we do not own because it is not watertight and has fallen into disrepair. We as an art museum cannot maintain art in a building like that. That's the world we live in. So we have to make this building work. And to do that, we are seeking $15 million that we didn't have in our budget, that we are going out to raise, and that is our commitment. And that speaks to accountability. We are putting our money where these agreements are. And it's not a small amount of money. It's $15 million on a building we don't own. So if that doesn't speak loudly enough, I'm not sure what does. And you can, and we invite scrutiny and accountability. We want the county help. We want to answer questions before problems come up. And WMC does as well. This is the new era that Mr. Gaspar spoke of, and the WMC will be subjected to the same requirements. So we think this is a great opportunity in this new platform to move ahead, to operate our institutions in the way that our missions require us to, and at the same time to be more efficient from the taxpayer's point of view. That's what this is all about. And that's what we're going to achieve under these agreements.
Thank you. Supervisor? Alexander?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sir, I have a question for you regarding the provisions of agreements that refer to the county's ability to audit.
Yes.
Do those provisions specify financial audit, or is it a general provision to audit? And the reason that I ask is because a financial audit will generally tell you if the numbers reported in financial statements are legitimate and true and if they can be relied upon. However, I don't think while a financial audit is useful, I don't think that that type of audit would speak to the types of concerns that I feel my colleague, Supervisor Stascunas, was potentially referring to when he asked what happens if there's something amiss in the future.
Well, I'll refer to the annual report provision as drafted in the leases, and I think because of your accounting background, you're in a better position to judge whether it satisfies that, and then I'll add a comment after that. This is the annual, not the quarterly requirement. On an annual basis, museums shall provide county with a copy of museum's most recent annual audit, ours are GAAP audits, and if requested, underlying documentation necessary to support the annual audit, including financial statements prepared in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles, if requested by the county. We always do GAAP audits, so you're going to get a GAAP audit from us. Now, to the extent that you're looking for something else, we're certainly pleased to provide that to you. For example, when you ask for the quarterly information, that's more general. It's within 60 days following the close of each fiscal quarter of the museum. The museum shall provide unaudited statements of revenues, expenses, cash flows, and a balance sheet of the museum for such quarter, certified by the chief financial officer, subject to annual audit adjustments to be true, correct, and in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles. It seems to me that that's a pretty broad statement. So if the county wants certain kinds of information, for example, if you want more up-to-date information on how the 1.1 is being spent, we can provide that information because we'll be tracking it as well. So that's not a problem from our point of view. I think what we'll do is when we get into this new era, and perhaps at the outset, the county should make very clear under your right to audit what the expectations are in terms of the kind of information you want and the format you want it presented in. And from the museum's point of view, we're happy to comply. We are completely transparent, always have been transparent, and believe me, we get tougher questions from patrons who give us money. And that's our world, again, that we live in. We get these questions all the time. And so we're happy to provide you the information we provide our patrons. Just tell us what you need.
Thank you. Further questions? This upon scheduling was intended to be simply a quick informational support. Again, I've allowed this latitude. We still want to hear from Ms. Colton to clarify questions of committee members. Thank you for those responses. I think they add clarity to the circumstance. Ms. Colton?
Sure. I just want to add one thing, that the county exec has had countless meetings and conversations with both parties, so this is not an 11th hour concern. He's stated very clearly numerous times the parameters of his expectations. Every department gets these parameters when they make their budget. All departments follow them. So this is a little bit unusual that the request was.
Thank you. I wish you hadn't said that because it requires my response. And that's that the executive's office entered into this fray well into long and painful negotiations that have been itemized, did so belatedly, and imposed conditions now that are beginning to be, it seems to me, disruptive. It's not that the county board, in its role as advice and consent, is not going to take into account all of this when we act, but it is with the advice and consent of the board. And I think that sometimes the policymaking role becomes confused and the executive attempts to step into that role in ways that I find inappropriate. The fact is that this was, and we're becoming accustomed to the exec's office being very late in every process, whether it's a veto coming down. This could have been dealt with 6 months ago and been part of the process. Instead, it's at the last minute. And so to characterize it as a last-minute involvement, I think, describes it accurately. Please.
Well, I think I said the opposite, that the county exec has been meeting with the people, both parties.
What were the dates of those meetings?
I can get those to you if you'd like them.
Last week, 2 weeks ago?
Last week, we were under unusual circumstances.
That underscores my point. At any rate, are there questions of Ms. Colton? Supervisor Alexander?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Colton, do you know the first time the county executive's office became aware that the agreements between the two cultural institutions that were going to be proposed for Milwaukee County's approval included a request for a higher tax levy than had been allotted in the past?
I think Don Tyler could speak to that better than I can.
Mr. Tyler?
Mr. Chair, from my understanding, the first time we became aware of a specific dollar amount was when the budget was submitted. The agreements had embedded obligations on the county's part to do certain things that we had not done before, like facilities, pay for utilities, and that sort of thing, but it was submitted at the budget time.
Mr. Chairman, when was that submission, roughly? Which month, perhaps?
Mr. Chair, sometime in June.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. Are there further questions? This item has been informational. I appreciate everyone's participation. There being no further business before us, the committee stands adjourned.